Gavin McInnes is back with his all-new online network, freespeech.tv. Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Soph, all at freespeech.tv.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, October 20th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We are live. Okay. I say this at the beginning of almost every broadcast for the last 5 years. Things are just getting more intense every day. There's more news. There's never a slow news day. There is civil war and mass riots and police gunning people down in the streets from Hong Kong to Spain, in Catalonia, to Central and South America, to Africa, to the Middle East. 6 warning signs that civil unrest is imminent is an article on InfoWars from yesterday. Well, here it is. Dramatic footage shows national Spanish police in brutal Catalonia protest. 6 outbreaks of mass violence across the world. We're getting to all of that and why that's being triggered. Then we're going to get into the huge news. I'm going to play a clip of this in a moment. Hillary caught on tape in a DNC group phone call. So she knows this is being recorded. Talking about how she lies and how the Republicans are going to be able to outlie the Democrats. So she's projecting onto Republicans what she is. Just incredible. And then it ties into the huge stories on InfoWars.com. And at naturalnews.com, we were separately already working on this in parallel. And then Mike called me yesterday and said he was working on a huge report. It is 18 pages long. Alert. Antifa puppet masters engineer patriot. That's quote, slaughter of leftists to spark violent uprising against conservatives. Here's our report. Soros deep state backed Antifa publicly announces plan to drive Trump from office. And we've seen the numbers of Antifa being 10, 15 times what we've seen in other cities in Texas and in Ohio and in New York, where we've had reporters, including yours truly, on the ground. And that ties into these documents from 2 years ago. Obama documents reveal plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore back when Obama was in. We actually got those documents. So they're trying the same thing again. That is so huge. And you've got Hillary going around and campaigning for president. Only thing she hasn't done is announce that. And Tulsi came out and exposed that and said, why don't you just go ahead and announce you're running? You know it's only you and I really in the race, and that your plan is to keep me out of the debates and keep me from raising money. And I agree with that. Hillary is obsessed with Tulsi, and we're going to be going over all of that today. I mean, there is just so much. Meanwhile, the Duke, Queen Elizabeth's son, is ensnared with Epstein. That's breaking. Trump's speech was incredible in Dallas, and I was there for it. It's all coming up today, but let's play this clip. I'm going to play a longer clip coming up, but here's the article up on InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton declares bankrupt DNC. We're going to be outgunned, outspent, outlied. Breitbart goes to the angle that she's pointing out that the DNC's a joke. Well, she had it that way, so only she has power. Only she collects the money. But now she's saying, don't worry, I'm coming in to save you, as we predicted she would do. But here she is saying that the Republicans are going to outlie them. Well, we know they lie out of hand, but the Republicans have lied some in the past, but the current crop with Trump, he's all about keeping his promises. That's why they constantly claim that Trump is a phony, but he's not a phony. Let's go ahead and go out to break with Hillary. Here it is.
I think we'll be a little better off than we were back then, but we're going to be outgunned, outspent, outlied. I mean, we're going to have a lot of problems. And the thing we have to do is
you're going to be outgunned, lied. We'll be right back on the other side of this live Sunday show. Please help us win the war. We're in this together. Please spread the live show links.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, October 20th, 2019, and the globalists are in complete crisis mode. President Trump is doing everything he can to restore sovereignty back to the United States, back to the federal government, the state governments, and we the people. And the criminals that have sold our nation out for the last 50 years are freaking out because every day he is exposing their criminal activity. And that's why they constantly keep branding Trump as the liar when he has kept his promises unlike any president in modern history that we've seen, hands down. Let's go ahead and go to the president when he was in Dallas Thursday, laying out who the enemy of the American people really is.
We're fighting a campaign against leftists, socialists, and globalists who want to return to reckless wars, open borders, rampant crime, and totally disastrous one-way trade deals. We're changing that one around very quickly. They believe America is the world's piggy bank, and that your tax dollars should subsidize the economy, military, and defense of every other nation in the world but our own. It's not happening anymore. Our political opposition made its fortune selling out our nation and its citizens, and you know that's what's been happening, and that's why 2016 was so important, and that's why 2020, I can never say it's more important, but you know, it's like the roots of a tree. You plant a baby tree, it's got to catch. Get that extra time. We'll have more tax cuts. We'll have even, I'll tell you what, we have rebuilt our military. What we've done has never been done before.
The system is in panic mode because Trump is delivering. And the generals have been fighting him on pulling troops out of Afghanistan and out of Syria. And Trump said, that's it. It's not our problem. Obama went in there and destabilized it. We're stabilizing it, and we're out of there. So Pelosi's run over to the Middle East to try to claim that it's all in a big crisis. It's always been in a crisis. We're going to get to that later. But I wanted to cover Bill Maher right now because notice he follows the tactic of saying Trump's stingy. Trump never does what he says he's going to do. Trump doesn't deliver. Think about that. But really, it's the Democratic Party that's been caught lying. They're the ones that can't defend their policies of selling the nation out. And so they've got to try to turn it around and make it all about racism and all this cultural division. But Hillary just got caught on tape, stories up on InfoWars.com, on a DNC high-level phone call, a conference call, saying we're going to be outlied by the Republicans, which is saying we lie, they're going to outlie us. Total projection. And that's how they get the leftist media and all of them to tell such incredible lies is, oh, the Republicans and Alex Jones are telling such big lies, we've got to outdo them. Remember Jonathan Gruber, who wrote Obamacare for Obama, bragging on C-SPAN to a big conference of college professors that I was hired because I could create the best lies. I could triple healthcare prices and make people think it was a good thing. Thank God they're so dumb and don't have memories. These people are into lying. I'm into telling the truth. So I live in a good country and on a good world, and so do you. And I treat you like I want to be treated. That's what made America great. Doesn't mean we're ever perfect. But this thing of giving into corruption and acting like it's a good thing, and all these articles in the New York Times, they had one last week saying, oh, we need to lie to get rid of Trump. It's moral to lie. They're signaling to all the other journalists, don't be journalists anymore. Completely give up on it, and you'll be promoted for being a fraud. Now, really, all you're doing is destroying your industry. And so now you've already destroyed yourself, so now you want to shut down your competition, folks that tell the truth. So you misrepresent what we say and what we do so that you can remain on top. It's not going to work. Let's go ahead and go to this clip from Bill Maher.
Yeah. Serious person to serious person. I will bet you $1 million right now that if you lose the 2020 election, I'm right and you won't leave. And what am I saying? This is Donald Trump we're talking about. Like he'd ever pony up even if he lost a bet. That would involve two things he's never done: admit defeat and pay a bill. Okay, so forget the bet. I got a better idea. How about this? Just take my check for $1 million, my check for $1 million, and I bet I could get another 1,000 people just from here to the beach, including Malibu, of course, who would pay that much to see you resign. So, Mr. President, it's really very simple. You love money. We hate you. Take the money.
And he was responding to Trump video, full video is up on Infowars.com. There's an article on NewsWars, is where it originates, where Trump says it's crazy. Bill Maher claims that I'm not going to leave office in 2024. That's nuts. I've always followed the rules. I've always followed what the courts say. I've got the most transparent office ever. It's not true. I'm a dictator. I was elected. And then Maher turns it into, oh, you're not going to leave in 2020. Well, if there's massive election fraud, which the Democrats have been caught engaged in a year ago, 3 years ago, Trump better fight back against that and say no. We expect that. And, of course, Judicial Watch and others have sued and gotten the actual numbers from all over the country. It turns out millions are voting illegally in California alone. Of course we know that. That's what the Democrats do. Now, here's Hillary. I'm going to play the full clip coming up. But this is so huge. Here's Hillary on a phone call with the DNC Friday, and the GOP war room was able to get the code and get into the phone call. And she's talking about how screwed up the DNC is. And she says, but they're going to outlie us. She doesn't say we're going to counter their lies with truth. They're going to outlie us. See, we got to lie better than they do. And we're going to be able to do it. So here's Hillary. The full phone call's on Infowars.com. Believe me, Hillary doesn't like you hearing this. But imagine what she says when it's not on a phone call to the DNC. Here it is.
I think we'll be a little better off than we were back then. But we're going to be outgunned, outspent, outlied. I mean, we're going to have a lot of problems. And the thing we have to do.
So we'll tell you the thing they have to do when we come back. And then I'm going to get into the big news here. There's so much I haven't even told you is coming up yet. Mark Zuckerberg came out, as you know, on Thursday, and he gave a speech at Georgetown University. And I was so busy, I didn't get into it. And he said, oh, we don't censor. I'm the guardian of free speech. This isn't just hypocrisy or lies. It's very important. And I worked a bunch of hours today to create a report that we're going to premiere in the last segment of this hour that's got clips of his speech, Tucker Carlson taking him to the woodshed, and my analysis in the documents. It's very important. We're going to cover it last segment of this hour. Millie Weaver is going to be joining us in the second hour to get into Antifa when she's on the ground in Ohio and in D.C. and in New York and in Florida and all the places she's been the last month. Antifa's numbers are not in the hundreds now in many areas where they were. Where there were dozens, there are hundreds. Where there were hundreds, there are thousands. And I saw that in Dallas, you know, 20 here, 500 here, 200 here, another 100 here. Their numbers are huge now compared to what they were. And they're a new type of Antifa. We're going to be getting to that. We know they're funded by the Democratic Party, by the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and by Soros. We have the internal documents. So I was working on an article yesterday for Infowars.com. Soros deep state-backed Antifa publicly announces plan to drive Trump from office. They're just the cover for it. There's other groups behind this. Just like Soros has funded million women marches to spout socialist and communist garbage, that it's not for women. He's getting ready to spend the funding for violent groups, not just groups running around screaming and yelling. And there's a huge article went up on InfoWars.com from NaturalNews.com. Alert Antifa puppet masters to engineer patriot slaughter of leftists to spark violent uprising against conservatives. This is critical. This is what they're planning. And we have statements and documents exclusively. Stay with us. Again, it is Sunday, October 20th, 2019. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Before I plunge into the news and analysis, as we enter segment three here today, I want to just be 100% clear. America was an open, free society predominantly, and powerful corporate combines came in after World War II when we dominated the planet and could have set up a world empire at that point and took over the United States to set up a corporate world empire, which then we pay for, but we get the blame for. People believe it's the American empire. It's not. China is then set up to replace us, and we fit the bill. And then authoritarianism spreads worldwide. Now everyone sees that my hypothesis about the New World Order is 100% dead on, because it wasn't a hypothesis. It wasn't a theory. It was in the Council on Foreign Relations documents. It was stated by the Club of Rome. It was pushed in hundreds and hundreds of books that I read, written by globalists admitting their plan. So it's not a hypothesis that the Astro baseball team is based in Houston. It's not a hypothesis that Mao Zedong killed 80-plus million people. The Chinese government admits he did. They're proud of it. And it's not a hypothesis that there's a war on the family, the war on a pro-human future. So I've studied who the globalists are, not just what their plan is, but who they are, because their plan for a world government only gets them in control to then carry out the rest of the story. And you see that coming into view now. They've almost got their world government complete. I'm going to talk about that at the start of the next hour. Extinction Rebellion last week, and I meant to cover this and forgot, so please print me the article. Heavily funded by the Club of Rome, the UN, George Soros, came out and said, our mission is to end heterosexuality, to end humans having children. You go, that sounds radical. No, that's the UN global plan. We're going to save the earth by getting rid of humans, and that means we're going to force homosexuality. That was the director of it in a Medium interview. You can make fun of the group, but they're funded in the entire seven continents to run around foaming at the mouth. That's coming up next hour. There it is. Extinction Rebellion co-founder says climate protest is about ending the idea heterosexuality is normal. These people mean business, and they hijack any movement they can for total control. That's coming up. But let's get into what's currently unfolding, because our reporters, thanks to your support, are all over the country and all over the world. We've got reporters at almost every major Trump event and at these big DNC events to show how nice and friendly and diverse the Trump supporters are, how foaming at the mouth, insane and evil the Democrats are. We're not cherry picking. They are a train wreck. So Will Johnson was up in Dallas, it's a short little clip, and all these people are calling Trump a gangster and saying he's lied about everything, like how he'd try to get us out of Syria and now he's done it, or how he'd try to get the taxes cut and did it, or how he'd try to control the border and he's doing it. I mean, he's trying. How he'd try to boost the economy, he did it. How he'd stand up to China on one side of trade deals, how he'd get us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's really the president, and that's why they're so upset. This video's up on InfoWars.com, the full video. Here's just part of it. Brainwashed liberals think Trump's a gangster. You'll see why I'm going to play this in a moment. Here it is.
Can you answer me a question?
Yes, sir. Hey, what is your question?
Why should Trump be impeached?
Wait, because he went to a foreign power and asked him to help him win the election. It's against him.
They did? He doesn't need their help. Why would he do that?
He said he did it.
He needs the help, and he's done that.
He needs their help? He said he did. He admitted it.
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it.
I'm taking over this territory.
From now on, it's mine.
How would you like to wake up in the morning next to the head of a horse?
You know, asking a foreign power to help you is an impeachable offense.
You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
If you ain't out of town by tomorrow morning, you won't never leave it except in a pine box.
He admitted it. Like it was okay.
How did he say it?
He said, yes, I made that telephone call to the president of Ukraine.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what was his exact words? Did he say, look, I want you to look into Joe Biden and help me with the 2020 election?
And gangsters don't talk straight.
They don't talk straight.
And he does.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
If a Democrat did what Donald Trump has done, the Republicans would be all over it.
I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Get your hate out of my state.
Get your hate out of my state.
This is like brainwashing 101.
Get your hate out of my state.
I see these incredible reports our reporters put out just multiple times a day, and I'm just so blessed to have InfoWars, so blessed to have built this with your help. Please spread the word about all these videos. People deserve and need to see this. This is the medicine America and the world needs to counter the globalist poison. But there's so many of these videos, and I'm not going to play all of it, but Senator Rand Paul was out in California having a quiet lunch. You talk about gangsters. Well, here come the Democrats to get in his face. Here it is.
Well, I'm not being rude.
He's a public official. I have the right to speak to him.
You're flipping him off.
You just ran into two people from New York, kiddo, and we're not putting up with your Republican bull.
All I'm saying is that
Let's stop there. It just goes on. I guess it wasn't enough to break six of his ribs and puncture his lung, or it wasn't enough that Scalise got shot. I mean, this is the gangster paradise where the Democrat leaders say go out and attack people. And now they're setting up real violence. We'll tell you about that next segment, the documents that are breaking right now that are so important on InfoWars.com, beyond paramount, emergency. We can stop them if the public learns about this. But here's Hillary again, the full behind-the-scenes recordings on InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton says, we're going to be outgunned, outspent, and outlied. That's saying we've got to lie more. Like ABC News cropping footage of a machine gun shootout deal in Kentucky and saying it was, Trump letting people be blown up. Or what you just heard was Schiff reading a fake transcript in the Judiciary Committee that he chairs, or the Intelligence Committee. I mean, that's the level of this lying. And that's why it's so dangerous, because they've upped the ante where, we got caught in lies. Well, let's just create a whole fabric of lies, a whole universe of lies, a whole system of lies. But there's so many lies, no one even knows which end is up. The truth is, though, it's not the general public drinking the Kool-Aid. They're supporters that believe the lies, and they've now gone crazy. We're going to go to break with Hillary, and we're going to come back and get into their ace in the hole. Here it is.
And you know, as well as anybody, that you get the nomination when you're a Democrat, and then you basically have to get a game plan for the general election. When I became the nominee, I inherited a bankrupt organization, and Donald Trump inherited a well-funded, well-prepared organization. The day he got the nomination, having done nothing for Republicans his entire campaign, was a day that there already were, like 21 offices in Florida. I had to do all of that. There was nothing. I had nothing.
And so, sack of garbage.
From my perspective, I think we'll be a little better off than we were back then, but we're going to be outgunned, outspent, outlied. I mean, we're going to have a lot of
problems. She's running for president. You heard it here first.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong. Almighty, we forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption. Redemption songs.
Redemption songs.
Redemption songs.
You know, I've got so many clips and so many news items and things I need to get to that all tie together. But the mental slavery is really where it all starts. People have to understand the globalist agenda. They have to understand the big picture. They have to understand who the globalists are. And then if people understand that, their system will be defeated very quickly. They are very nasty, anti-human, who are tired of having to have revolutions to take over that then people defeat. So they want to change how humans operate and make us servile and programmable so that there is a final revolution that can never be escaped from. It's a revolution against our humanity. It's a post-human world, and I'm going to cover that and the latest chapters in that at the start of the next hour, and then Millie Weaver joins us. I did a lot of research for this, and I wrote several articles, co-wrote them with one of the writers this weekend, and then right before I got on air, about 30 minutes before, Mike Adams published an article that parallels ours, but is even more detailed, and Mike's a smart engineer, and I concur with his analysis 100%. And I sped read this before the show, and it made my brain explode because it's so accurate, so on target, and so important. I mean, if somebody was going to give a speech on a subject this big, they could take a month to get ready. That's what I'm saying is I just am not even ready to cover this properly. It's so big. It's so important. There's no way I can just halfway get up here and talk about this. Every paragraph had links to it. I followed many of them. I understood and knew most of what I was already reading. Then I saw some of the new statements, some of the new documents, and it made my head explode because then I remembered Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Phil Mudd and others again the last 2 weeks saying they're going to kill the president, they're going to imprison him, they're going to target his supporters, they want mass arrest, we're all traitors. They're normalizing martial law to remove the president. They're normalizing a climate with their supporters on CNN, MSNBC, and New York Times writers and readers that when they start arresting people and start grabbing people and start killing people, that it's normal and legitimate. They're preparing the battle space while censoring millions and millions of accounts every day, new ones, of just housewives and regular people and school teachers and auto mechanics who stand up and say that they support President Trump or they love America. It's a very, very dangerous position. And I was already intending to come in here today and report on this. And then I called Mike Adams yesterday and I said, hey, I'm working on this. He goes, well, I'm working on that as well. As you know, we're on the same page. Like we're looking out an airplane window, you know, and you fly by the Statue of Liberty. There it is. I mean, it's not that we're even having to get synced up. It's what's there. It's like the background is blue today. If you're a TV viewer, I mean, my shirt is light blue. My jacket is brown. It's prima facie. That's in the Latin, on its face. Or the face of it. And we're just sitting here waiting for this to happen. I'm going to explain something. And you know it was staged by a bunch of things, but by staged, real people died. The crisis actor thing is other people's big theory. And the Democrats have big sites where you can go rent a mob. That's where the term AstroTurf comes from. That's been around 30 years. I mean, you go to a protest, the UN, you'll see the truck there handing out the so-called handmade signs that look like they're handmade. And when you look, they're printed. But they're printed to make it look like they were hand-drawn and different. Hundreds of different designs. I videotaped that. I caught them doing that 20 years ago in New York and did a report on it. Everybody knows about AstroTurf. And you can hire up to 1,000 people. It's the biggest ones I've seen. But they're all leftist groups. and you can go hire a crowd. But I'm not saying that's what this is. These are real people getting shot. But the individuals were both Antifa, both into the occult, both devil worshipers in Ohio and in Texas that went out in the same day and shot all these people, and then it's blamed on gun owners. And Mike Adams, in his big 18-page article, lays out where who funds Antifa, the background of it, and documents that have come out in court and the news where Alexander Soros is funding groups in, quote, attempts to cause general uprisings and rioting. And you can read the documents. It's on newswars.com and naturalnews.com. If you share it from infowars.com on Facebook or Twitter, they'll block it. But you can still share naturalnews.com somewhat good. And you can share newswars.com really good. You can share band.video. Hasn't been blackballed yet either. You can share the videos and articles from there. But whatever you do, share them by hand, share them by word of mouth, because this is a big, big deal. Antifa puppet masters to engineer patriot slaughter. They're going to blame patriots, that's in quotes, of leftists to spark violent uprising against conservatives. And they're announcing they're going to drive Trump from office, and they're going to announce all this violence. But the media, when these events take place, are going to blame yours truly and talk radio and general communications, where anybody outside of big tech is allowed to talk to each other, because they want to be able to have their official story out when they kill President Trump or when they incapacitate President Trump. They want to put out their official story and have you stand down and have you put up with it and have you go along with it. And if right before they kill Trump or take Trump out, somebody goes into a big crowd of Antifa, like they tried to do in Charlottesville by having the police stand down, and then Soros funded both sides. Most of the white supremacist leaders were funded by the left. That's even come out. The woman really got killed. Probably a heart attack. But the point is, all of this is going on, and they want to kick off a real Charlottesville, and the numbers are increasing, so they can then say, look, the right wing has hurt innocent people. We've got to fully silence them, and it's Trump's fault, and he's helped attack the media, and it's his fault, so now he's got to be driven from office. And they've got full-page ads, again, in the New York Times saying, drive Trump and Pence from office this November. Don't wait until 2020. And then Pelosi says by Thanksgiving is her timetable. They want Trump driven from office by the end of the year. They want to have the House vote for the trial in the Senate. That's impeachment. They want to indict him in the House by Thanksgiving, and they want him gone by Christmas. Mitch McConnell's internal documents came out from last week, met with Republicans and said, we believe they're really going to do it. Prepare for the trial in the Senate before Christmas. Now, Trump's up there looking confident, being nice, talking about globalism and communism and socialism being the enemy of America. That's wonderful. It's all true. But Hillary is waiting in the wings to remove Trump and then run against whoever the Republicans put up. And that's why she's only scared of Tulsi Gabbard, because she really polls much higher in real polls against Hillary. And that's why they're trying to block her. And that's why Tulsi's come out and said it's really a two-way race between the two of us. We're going to play those clips coming up. But first, to end this first hour, second hour's coming up, I'm going to really expose what Mark Zuckerberg's up to and why it's so important to realize who the real players are behind this and the unified fraud, because they need the censorship in place to take Trump out. Big article up on Infowars.com. Watch Tucker Carlson issue a warning to Mark Zuckerberg. It's such an important report. It's on Infowars.com. This is your mission. If you accept it, spread this video.
He's 35 years old, worth close to $100 billion. He founded and runs the largest and most powerful internet company in the world, with close to 3 billion users. His name is Mark Zuckerberg, and he's standing on a stage proclaiming his defense of free speech and the First Amendment at Georgetown University.
I'm here today because I believe that we must continue to stand for free expression.
Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
The most repressive societies have always restricted speech the most, and when people are finally able to speak, they often use their voice to call for change. And I understand the concerns that people have about how tech platforms have centralized power. But even American tradition recognizes that some speech infringes on other people's rights. Inevitably, some people are going to use their voice to try to organize violence, to try to undermine elections, to hurt others. And we have a responsibility to address these risks. Because when you're serving billions of people, even if a very small percent of them cause harm, that can still be a lot of harm.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news.
I believe that we have two responsibilities. To remove content when it can cause real danger as effectively as we can, and to fight to uphold as wide of a definition of freedom of expression as possible, and to not allow the definition of what is considered dangerous to expand beyond what is absolutely necessary. And that's what I'm committed to.
How dangerous is InfoWars? Well, Facebook believes it's so dangerous that you can be banned from using the platform, Facebook, just for sharing its content unless you simultaneously denounce it. Let that penetrate for just one moment. Think about it, just for a second. Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have, which conversations all of us in this country can have about America. Keep in mind that nobody voted for Mark Zuckerberg. He's 34 years old. He's completely cut off from reality. He's worth $72 billion. And yet he can single-handedly make our First Amendment irrelevant after 250 years.
Now, I know many people disagree with this. But in general, I don't think it's right for a private company to censor politicians or the news in a democracy. So as a principle, in a democracy, I believe that people should decide what is credible, not tech companies. Now, of course, there are exceptions. And even for politicians, we're not going to allow content that incites violence or risks imminent harm. And of course, we don't allow voter suppression. Our voting is voice.
A lot of our political debate takes place on social media platforms. So if they clamp down on one side of the debate, why wouldn't that influence an election's outcome?
Democracy depends on the idea that we hold each other's right to express ourselves and be heard above our desire to always get the outcomes that we want.
But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard. Is that a precedent we should be comfortable with?
Because while we may disagree on exactly where to draw the line on specific issues, we at least can disagree. That's what free expression is.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that. You can't control their minds. You can only humiliate yourself and undermine your own authority by trying. Our childish billionaire overlords may be geniuses, they say they are, but they don't understand that. Someday soon they will learn, and that is a comforting thought at a time like this.
Why is Zuckerberg telling a lie this transparent? Well, on the surface, he's just repeating what the CEO of YouTube said in late August, that they never censor and that YouTube and Google are totally open for everyone to say and do whatever they want as long as it isn't illegal. InfoWars tested that and relaunched a YouTube channel. It was banned within 4 hours. And right out of 1984, the YouTube CEO said, "We are for free speech, just not Alex Jones's." Zuckerberg is simply imitating successful deception tactics deployed by Google and Apple against the Western world. Big Tech's real agenda is global domination, not just total surveillance of all information, but control of all information. Using Orwellian alchemy, Zuckerberg transforms himself from an enemy of free speech to its chief guardian. He will decide what is speech and what isn't. He will decide. And if you violate those rules, the AI is closely watching and will punish you. Authoritarian nations, authoritarian countries, authoritarian individuals are all in a race for hegemonic information control on this planet. and Communist China's attempt to flex its muscles by fully controlling Hollywood and the NBA has now caused a massive backlash. So Zuckerberg and others want to get out ahead of that so that they don't get connected to it, and then Congress stays asleep and never does anything while they quietly take over the planet and destroy all of our basic liberties and freedoms that are the true protections on civilization and are the systems and societies that created an atmosphere of openness and freedom that allowed institutions like Google, Apple, and Twitter to grow up. The truth is, big tech has been surveilling us. Big tech has been consolidating the economy. Big tech has been censoring us for a long time. And the systems that they've developed are antithetical to free societies. They know that the people value their basic freedoms. They know that basic freedoms are what make populist movements strong. But that basic freedom stands in the way of global corporate dominance. And the CEOs that captain these systems have combined forces against humanity and believe that they can defeat us. But if we're simply aware of the facts and speak up and use our consumer power to say no to these institutions, we can take control of these organizations for the betterment of humanity. But the first step is admitting that this is indeed happening and that these organizations are authoritarian and are dangerous. The truth is, the people have all the power. That's why these companies are trying to control information and are trying to censor to begin with. So even though things look dark at times, we are getting into very, very good waters because people understand the fundamentals that are happening and are beginning to awaken. But this process is going to take time. Mark Zuckerberg isn't our enemy. Mark Zuckerberg is really just a tool of a larger agenda and a system that we need to stand up to. If we don't, the globalists, the technocrats, will not respect us, and we won't respect ourselves. It's our world, so let's start acting like it belongs to us. Let's start acting like shareholders. More critical intel.
Tomorrow's news today.
We are in an information war. Our objective is to destroy the false narrative by reminding as many people as possible to think for themselves and question everything. We were effective. And so they tried to destroy us.
Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
This stuff is not speech. It's incitement, harassment, defamation.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
We survived. But we were wounded.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Obviously, what he spews is hate and it's abhorrent.
We have crossed the Rubicon and there is no turning back. We must push through to victory. And so now more than ever, we need your support. Our products at InfoWarsStore.com are like war bonds. Make a purchase today and support the fight. There is now open talk of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The NRA is being designated as a terrorist organization. People are being arrested for personal opinions they post online. We will continue to question everything and fight until the end. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep the fight alive.
Okay. We're into the second hour, and I've got a lot to cover here. The weekday show, obviously, we've taken a lot more calls this week. We had a lot of big guests, both in studio and via Skype. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't like to talk about big guests until we actually get them in the boat, as they say. It's bad luck, so I'm not going to tell you those big guests are until they're in studio or on the show with us. But believe me, it's important. It'll be big. And I'm very close to really getting some of the biggest guests you can get. And who cares if they're just big guests? It's the information they're covering is earth-shattering. The battle space of the future is being shaped now. America is in the process of being conquered by very nasty people who want to be able to shut society down so there can never be a rebellion again. Because what they're going to set up, people aren't going to like. I just keep warning people. I know this audience are the people that get it. You are in the arena. You're not just an audience. And I cannot kiss your rear ends enough. You are the light in the dark of the night. Now, this is a six-minute report. I'm not going to have time to play the whole thing, but Greg Reese, the same guy that cut the special piece you just saw last segment, the message from Tucker Carlson to Mark Zuckerberg, and it is a message directly to him, but that's a headline that'll get attention. He also went out and did these interviews Thursday in Dallas with Antifa, and the full thing's up on Infowars.com, but this is a segue into how their numbers are swelling massively, and they're gearing up for a big move, and a new type of Antifa is on the street. I'll tell you about next segment, because they do plan to drive Trump from office. The big stories are on Infowars. I haven't even scratched the surface of this yet, but here's part of the report. Pro-war protesters receive blind support from Antifa. Here it is.
For Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video, we are here in Dallas, Texas, for President Donald Trump's rally here on October 17th, 2019. It's a beautiful day. Behind me is the Kurdish protest protesting President Trump withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria. Hi, can I talk to you about what you're out here doing?
Sure. I want to show that Trump, the blood he made it for my people, after he withdrew from Syria, he let the Turkish who lost more than 11,000 lives to make
it's our job to take care of this guy.
And he just sold them out for maybe more towers in Turkey.
What do you think Trump should be doing right now with the Syrian conflict?
I can't find the right answer for what he did. He need to just do some executive order immediately.
Pause. Trump's lost half his business being president. Everybody knows that. It's not deniable. He's not building towers in Turkey. Him and Erdogan have had big problems. We've been there for 10 years. The Turks are in a civil war with each other. They've been invading Europe. They've been invading Turkey. They think they own everything. They've been used by the West as a proxy. Trump's ending that. Pelosi's over there trying to screw it all up. Trump just got the Kurds their first homeland in 100 years. What does he get? No appreciation. Just like America doesn't. We're a freaking doormat for all these people. I went over to Turkestan and asked for something, they probably put a bullet in my head. Let's go back to it.
To send back some troops, Turkey will not pull back anymore. Turkey is just ready to kill Kurds anytime, any chance they got.
A lot of people are happy to see the troops come home, the American troops come home, though, and get out of these wars that we've been in.
My father was working with American troops. I feel when your father, your brother is not home, you want him back. We are grateful for him to bring back our soldier back. But to not give green light to Turkey to slaughter Kurds. Turkey cannot do it, their invasion without get green light from Trump. Cannot. Trump, he obviously sold out Kurds.
Did you see there was a recent report on ABC News where they were playing a video from 2017 from a Kentucky gun range and everything, and they were claiming that it was Turkey invading Syria. Do you think that's dangerous for the U.S. media to do things like that? It's almost like the U.S. mainstream media is trying to get America back into that war by showing false images.
Well, don't forget, U.S. is not like Syrian. In Syrian back home, we don't have that much internet and technology, so they cannot record every single big event that's happening
there.
Oh,
they had to give us fake video. Enough of these people. Unbelievable. We finally got a president doing what he said he would do. America is not everybody's piggy bank.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are live on this October 20th, 2019 global transmission. And I was honest. It's all I can do at the start of the show. Our top story, I can't even cover it. Because it's so staggering. It's so incredible. It's so hardcore. It's so pertinent. It's so critical. It's so key. It's so game-changing that I will not do this justice if I just start talking about it on air and do a summary. Tomorrow on the weekday show at 11 a.m. Central, I'm going to kick it off with this. I mean, I did, let's not exaggerate, 4 hours of research and preparation to just record 5 minutes of audio today that we put into that piece that Greg Reese put out. Tucker Carlson issues warning to Mark Zuckerberg. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that took me 3-4 hours to do. And it took Greg 3-4 hours to then edit it. This information is so staggering that I'm going to have to get up. I've already decided at 4 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to go spend time with my children since I get off air here. I'm going to compartmentalize, spend 4 hours with them. Then I'm getting up at 4 a.m. I'm going to go to bed about 11. I'm going to get up at 4 a.m. And then I'm going to pull all the video clips myself where they're all saying it that are in the article that are linked. And then I'm going to present it on air because this is just mind-blowing. If you were deep state globalist, what would you do? Well, Trump said it last week. He said, yeah, there are a couple thousand ISIS al-Qaeda that are held in a prison in Syria. And now they're saying they've gotten loose. That area wasn't even controlled by the Turks. The NATO groups and others that are there have released some of the ISIS and al-Qaeda to embarrass me so that we can't finally have peace out of hundreds of places we've got troops deployed. I've got to fulfill my promises. And it's a 100-year civil war between the Kurds and the Turks, and I can't, you know, continue to keep our troops there. It's a bunch of bull. And you've got millions of the Kurds and the so-called Syrians who've invaded, really, Syria, a bunch of jihadis going into Turkey. He's going to put them into Europe if we don't do this. And they're not Turks. He has a right to put them back over the border. And Obama was going to split the country in three parts and give a third of Turkey to the Turks or a third of Syria. I'm just going to give them a few hundred square miles. It's tiny, a 20-mile long exclusion zone. A few miles in. And we got a peace deal. And of course, the Kurds are still fighting. There's fighting all over Syria for always since Obama went in with Hillary and destabilized it. They're battling for who gets control of it. And so Trump's got all the parties with a ceasefire. But the Kurds are in a civil war with the other Kurds. They're not giving up. They're in northern Iraq. They're in northern Syria. They don't follow what anybody says. And Trump's like, we're not going to stay there forever. And so the media tries to keep all that stirred up. Just like the president saying that deep state people are trying to sabotage peace and releasing al-Qaeda and ISIS, the same one Hillary marched in there 8 years ago, to discredit what he's doing. Sure, and they're putting out fake video with it looks like 5,000-foot red mushroom clouds, and it's not. It's a machine gun deal every year at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where people blow up a bunch of gasoline cans. And ABC knows that. It's all fake. It's all lies. And the Democrat and Republican deep state doesn't want Trump to even ever get out of that. They want to keep us there as well. They don't want the president in control of the foreign policy. They want the deep state, the globalist. And they don't want a president being president. So the media won't even tell you about the peace deal and how the war is 99% gone. So Tulsi Gabbard has roasted Hillary Clinton on a bunch of shows, and she's come out and said, you're hiding behind all these other candidates. You know it's you and I in the race. Everybody knows you control the DNC. Everybody knows you're in charge of the phone calls. Everybody knows you're already campaigning. Everybody knows you're already raising money, but you're so unpopular, you're waiting till later using other candidates as human shields so you can get into the race right at the last minute when they think Trump will be removed by Christmas. You see Hillary's plan now. She's directing it all. And Tulsi's talking about it, saying we shouldn't impeach Trump. It tears America apart, and we shouldn't continue these wars. Wow. She knows how to really challenge Hillary. Is she for real in the end? I don't know. I disagree with her red flag laws and stuff. She's got some bad un-American policies. She swore an oath to the Constitution. She's violated when she supports taking the guns. But the point is, her and Hillary are at war with each other. This is real. And here's part of what she said. The full interviews are up on InfoWars.com. I suggest you check them out, but here it is.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
So just to the factual point first, are you a Russian sleeper cell?
Look, here, let me tell you what this is about. This is about Hillary Clinton sending a very strong message saying that because I am and have long been calling for an end to our country's foreign policy of waging one regime change war after the next, the likes of which we've seen in Iraq, in Libya, and ongoing in Syria, and because I'm calling for an end to this new Cold War and nuclear arms race, that I am a Russian asset and that I am a traitor to the nation that I love. And not only are they saying that about me, they are basically saying, sending this message out to every veteran in this country, every service member, every American, anyone watching at home who is fighting for peace and who is calling for an end to these regime change wars, this new Cold War and arms race. They are saying that you are also a Russian asset, that you are also a traitor to this country. That's really what's happening here.
But to call someone, I mean, it's one thing to say, I disagree with you, I think you're wrong, you know, you're crazy even. But to say you're betraying your country, and by the way, I should remind our viewers, you're a veteran. But that any American is betraying his or her country is a different level. I've never heard anybody at Hillary Clinton's level say something like that.
And the reason why she's doing this is because ultimately she knows that she can't control me. That I stand for, I stand against everything that she represents. And that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly. Thousands of my brothers and sisters in uniform were killed in Iraq, a war that she championed. Their blood is on her hands. I am calling for an end to these regime change wars. This is why she's speaking out strongly and smearing my character and trying to undermine my campaign. And just as she is doing this to me, this is what will happen to anybody who's doing the same.
Yeah, well, I've certainly noticed that. But I will say it's not just Hillary Clinton. So one of our producers pulled together a quick list here. Samantha Power, who was one of the chief foreign policy advisors to President Obama, has also gone after you. National security analysts from CNN and MSNBC have joined in. It's almost like the Washington foreign policy establishment may not like Hillary Clinton, but they're united with her on this question.
Yeah, well, this is something that happened from literally the day I announced my candidacy for president. As I said in my tweet earlier, it's become very clear now who's behind it and why. And it is Hillary Clinton and her proxies, the warmongering foreign policy establishment, who are conducting this coordinated smear campaign. And now we know exactly why. It's because I am standing up and speaking out strongly against the Hillary Clinton legacy, the warmongering legacy of waging these regime change wars, continuing to escalate these tensions between the United States, nuclear armed countries like Russia and China, this nuclear arms race, bringing more profits to the military industrial complex. As president, I will end these counterproductive policies.
Well, I got to tell you, she is night and day compared to Hillary, and I would love to have her rather than Hillary, but I want Trump. But boy, you know Hillary's coming after Tulsi. Tulsi better be careful, I'm telling you, because Hillary will bust a cap in her ass so fast. Our own military Kelly Weaver is going to join us here in a few minutes, and then she's going to host the last two segments. I am really encouraging her and getting her ready to host the fourth hour with us. And to also get her to start hosting one of her own shows here in the future. She's just on fire. She's a bombshell reporter and a bombshell mother, and she just does so much. I was seeing that new ad for the movie about the bombshell reporters at Fox News and all of that. I was thinking, oh, she's the real bombshell when it comes to fighting the globalists and getting out there and breaking huge news. And she's got so many reports every day now. I can't even keep track of it all. But she's been on Antifa and their numbers exploding. And a new type of Antifa that's out there that's not the low-level meth head that professor types hire, the professor types work for the universities and the tax-free foundations. There's normally three types of Antifa. Now we're just seeing homeless people, mentally ill people, but literally with scripts. Yeah, you know you want cheaper gas. Let's take the oil. Let's stay in Syria. I mean, it's sick. And we're seeing the same stuff in New York, in Dallas, in L.A., the same propaganda everywhere out of Antifa. And that ties together with these big reports. Antifa says they're going to drive Trump from office this year. And Pelosi says that's the plan. So they're the cover for violence that will then be staged against leftists to then blame Trump, InfoWars, and the free press. That's the plan. And Mike Adams has found documents, so have we, directly to Alexander Soros, that they're planning to do what they tried to do under Obama, start martial law. Antifa, puppet masters to engineer patriot slaughter of leftists, they'll blame it on patriots, to spark violent uprising against conservatives. There's a big InfoWars.com article with the live feed in it. Sunday live show, Antifa plans to stage false flag terror attack inside the United States, discover. And it's all in there, the documents, the plans, this is big. And blowing the whistle on this, just like their plans to assassinate Trump, can stop it. Mike Adams will be on tomorrow. We have new documents and statements that have been discovered that are in the article. But look at this one. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law. That's from 2 years ago we broke that. That's from 2015. We learned about it 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago. That ties into the new documents. We actually have the documents. They don't deny this stuff. It's incredible. They've already attacked a bunch of ICE facilities with firebombs. So they're just ratcheting the whole thing up, and Hillary is behind the whole thing. She's campaigning right now. Even Tulsi has come out and said, I mean, here's her tweet. Great. Thank you, Hillary. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain. And Tulsi goes on to say, make it a two-way race. Run against me. Stop hiding behind your proxies. Here's the article right here where she lays it out. Tulsi Gabbard slaps back at cowardly Hillary, says, join the race. Stop hiding. It's now clear the primary is between you and me, she challenged. Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race directly. Who told you Hillary was always planning to run and never stopped? We did. We're not bragging, folks. We don't make it up. The reason the big tech says we're dangerous, the reason the Democratic Party wants us off, is we've got their six, and not in a good way. Having their six in the military means I'm watching your back. No, we have their six. We are aiming at them. We are right on target. We know their number. So Millie has been all over this at the rallies, and she's followed a bunch of big reports that are just, I mean, one of them is 45 minutes long. Others are, but it's all insane. And it's all happening. And I want to get her take. She'll take over in a moment. We're going to talk to her in a second. Let me just throw this out very quickly. The article's on newswars.com. Paul Watson also tweeted it at Prison Planet on Twitter. It's at summit.news, his great site. We need to push this message from Tucker Carlson to Mark Zuckerberg. We can put that up on screen from summit.news. There it is. Empty words can't change the fact that you're a spearhead of the greatest threat to free speech ever. And there it is. Tucker Carlson warns Mark Zuckerberg, empty words can't change the fact that you're the spearhead of the greatest threat to free speech ever. It's a very important report with Tucker Carlson, myself, and the documents. It needs to be seen. The president needs to see it. Please get it out. We had to build our own media platform and our own giant servers and our own systems. And I'm not complaining, but we've got to have security now. We've got to fight Hillary-funded lawsuits now. We've got to run our own major infrastructures now. And we're doing it. We're doing it, ladies and gentlemen, and we're fighting hard and supporting many others. That's why we need your support. You've seen the head of Project Veritas come here and say, nobody's targeted like InfoWars. Nobody in the internal documents is more targeted. We are at the top of the list because we're right. I want to thank the listeners for your support. I want to thank Matt Drudge for linking to us, drudgereport.com. I want to thank all the affiliates that carry us. Thank you, but we're barely paying the bills here, and we got great products you need. So in closing, before Millie takes over, we had to end the giant mega sale, and we brought back a sale even bigger. It's just not on every item because a bunch of stuff was about to sell out. But more than 50 items that are already very popular are between 40 and 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And now is the time to think about a world without InfoWars. Think about a world without all the great reporters like Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and Paul Joseph Watson, who I still support, and Steve Watson and Dan Lyman and Greg Reese and John Bound and Owen Schroyer. I'm not going to list the 27 reporters and writers we've got on payroll. But we are fighting hard going in 2020. They wanted us off the air, but you supported us. We're still here, but wounded. So tell everybody today about NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and Band.Video. And go get the fish oil and go get our great energy pill that's natural and healthy and amazing, Brain Force. And get our great 10-hour energy turbo force that's so powerful with the minerals and vitamins with the clean forms of 5 energy. So it spaces out. It's nothing else is like it. It's all incredible products. The great fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste. I want to thank everybody that's been supporting us, but I want to encourage everybody that hasn't gone to InfoWarsStore.com. Experience X2 and X3. It's 70% off right now because I want you to experience it. Experience what the good halogen is and why the enemy fights so hard to put the bad halogen in the food and water. Fluoride. Learn about clean iodine that nobody else has got. It freaks me out that on so many fronts, we're the only people that know it. Body's the ultimate turmeric formula. Our great natural sleep aid knockout. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Books, videos, t-shirts. It's all there. Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. Find out about that mega sale. 60% off to get both types of iodine together with the highest quality BioTrue selenium. InfoWarsStore.com. It's the everything must go super sale. We're selling out of everything to make sure we've got money to go into next year, but it's nip and tuck. Please take action. Now, going to Millie Weaver, we're going to break in 1 minute. Millie, great to see you there in Ohio with your wonderful family on Skype. Tell us what's coming up in the next two segments.
Well, we've been out here in New York City, and that's where we're at right now. We're in the RV bus. And yesterday we covered the Bernie rallies. We also covered some Antifa impeach Trump rallies. And what I'll say is I don't think the media is being honest about Bernie's turnout. To me, it did not look like 25,000 people. I've been to so many of these rallies. It did not look like that. So we're going to be breaking that down, showing you videos and evidence as to what we saw as far as attendance versus what the mainstream media is saying. And then we're also going to be showing you some of the Antifa or refuse fascism protests that happened outside of Trump Tower and just the lunacy that the left is exhibiting right now.
And your videos really show, though, that they're really gearing up. It's exponential. It's serious.
Oh, yeah. It's getting worse. The lunacy is getting way worse, Alex.
They're building towards the hysteria. We'll be right back with Millie Weaver. Stay with us.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Millie Weaver, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Well, what are the Democrats planning? That is the real question. We're all wondering who the Democrat frontrunner is going to be. Will it be Bernie Sanders, or will we see someone else come out of the woodworks like Hillary Clinton because she's been commenting and attacking Tulsi Gabbard recently? Or could it be someone else even? Well, you know, I had the opportunity of speaking to a Democrat strategist at the Des Moines, Iowa rally. I don't think they knew who I was. And this lady was telling me that many of the candidates that are running are really just running for vice president positions, which, you know, we could get into that, the legality of that. But it just goes to show many of them might be decoys. They might want us to be attacking them, looking for any ways to get at the candidates that they have out in the open right now. And maybe they might have someone come out last minute, or maybe they really are just going to go with whoever the strongest person is right now. Well, Warren is up there. We know Biden is up there, and we know Bernie Sanders is up there. Now, I'm in New York City right now. covering the different events happening out here. And I had the opportunity of covering a Bernie Sanders rally yesterday in New York City. New York City is a massive Democrat city. It's got over 19 million people in it. It's a huge city. We all know that. So you would suspect or expect that there would be huge amounts of people turning out to these Democrat rallies. And it just, in my opinion, wasn't the case. So yesterday, we went out there and we filmed it and we got this amazing footage. And Trump supporters were out there from a high up vantage point and they were able to show the real crowd sizes of Bernie's rally. Right now, the mainstream media is reporting saying that he had massive turnouts, record turnouts. Like, they're hyping this up when Trump has had many rallies of the same size. Actually, Trump's rallies are much bigger. Trump's rallies are way bigger than Bernie Sanders' rallies. And this rally wasn't even on par with what Trump does. Trump does rallies much bigger, and you would expect there'd be more in New York City. So let's go ahead and roll this clip of me exposing Bernie Sanders' rally size.
They're all cutting in line now. Look at all these Bernie Sanders supporters cutting in line. They're taking, look at them, cutting in line in front of all these other people. Show the line.
Slow down.
We are here at a Bernie Sanders rally in New York, and as you can see, the speech is almost over, and they're still letting people in to his rally because they weren't even able to fill up this park. There was a lot of open space in there, people standing around. The line is beginning to thin, and you've got even some Trump supporters out here. There aren't many Trump supporters out here right now, but this is New York. This is supposed to be a huge, major liberal city, and Bernie Sanders can not even fill up this park here in New York. Okay, did you get that from up there? All right, looks like we had
from right up there. That is from right up there by where they're dropping that Trump flag right there.
Thank goodness there are Trump supporters. If you can see up there where there's a flag waving on that bridge, that's where they're getting
showing that he can barely fill up a field.
Trump supporters are taking action, making sure that we're documenting the fact that these Democrats do not even fill up small parks in New York City.
It's absolutely out of control how much the socialists are favored by the media. It's just so sad. It's all China. We know it's China. You don't see Bernie Sanders outraged about how the Chinese are treating the Muslims, do you? No. You don't have them defending Hong Kong. I was actually at a socialist meeting. They were mad at me for defending Hong Kong because the Hong Kong are capitalists. It's absolutely out of control what's happening.
You know, what I think this represents when we see these New Yorkers barely showing up in such a massive city with a huge population, it shows that even though they are going to vote Democrat, we know that New York's going to go blue, it always does, the enthusiasm isn't there. And that's kind of what that shows, is if they were really that enthusiastic about Bernie Sanders, they would make sure that they would be here in record numbers. They're not. And I think that speaks volumes.
I think they said 17,000 people outside that couldn't get in. The fire marshals closed it at a certain level. The arena announced, I don't know the people at the arena, that I broke Elton John's record.
The thing is, but CNN confirmed today that President Trump broke the attendance record at his rally last week, even beating Elton John.
And Trump, when he has events, he fills up massive stadiums, massive fairs, massive fields, and has lines and thousands of people that can't even get in. Bernie Sanders' speech is almost over, and they're still letting people in. Can't even fill up a small park. And just watch, the mainstream media will lie about this event and say he had some record turnout in New York, and it's just not the case.
It's been 3 weeks since that health scare, but Senator Bernie Sanders is bouncing back, making his return to the campaign trail, ringing in new endorsements, and bringing out the largest crowd we've seen in the Democratic primary so far.
I am back.
Take advantage of the amazing.
Well, I will hand it to the mainstream media. It probably was the largest Democrat turnout that I've seen so far. I mean, Joe Biden's rally in Pennsylvania was pathetic. He couldn't even fill up a small building with a 250 occupancy. So Bernie Sanders has had the biggest turnout so far out of the Democrat candidates that we've seen. But he also held his rally in New York City, which is a major liberal city. And the mainstream media is trying to report and say he had 25,000 people there. Well, I'm sorry. I've been to so many of these events, and I would say it was not 25,000 people. That was a very small park. Parks in New York City are not very big, and he could barely fill all of that in. And even when his speech started, people were still going. And if you notice from the video, there were actually people, Bernie Sanders supporters, socialist-loving Bernie supporters, who cut in line in front of the other Bernie supporters. And that just reminds me of how socialists, you know, they think that they're entitled to everything. They're just going to cut in line in front of other people who got there and showed up much earlier than them and waited their turn and, you know, and did what they needed to do to get in line early. They just want to run and jump in front of each other and cut and steal people's spots in line. Just typical socialist loving people that don't want to work for what they earn. Now, it just goes to show that these leftists are losing it. They're losing morality. They're losing their ethics. And when I went out and covered the liberals out there at the anti-fascist rally, that's what we saw. We saw people who started to lose it, who are unhinged. It reminded me of something out of Clockwork Orange. The liberals are losing their minds. Some of these young people I spoke to, they don't even know what facts and reality are. They don't believe there's a such thing as facts. I told one protester, I said, you know, I believe in facts. Facts are real. We have to adhere to what facts are. And she said, oh, there's no such thing as facts. I asked them, so is 2 + 2 = 4? They said, no, it can be 5. It depends on what 2 is. I mean, these young liberals today are completely lunatics. And she said, oh, I was being taught that at my university. Well, I wonder why, because these universities, if you look into them, where are they getting their funding from? Many of them are getting funding from China. Okay. They're brainwashing young people today. Speaking of brainwashing, at the Democrat debates, there was a bunch of young people out there protesting for period equity. And we're gonna go to that clip here after we go to break here. But it's just unbelievable to see young men out there saying we need period equity. And young women as well. And I said, hey, you know, is this a tax issue? Do you want taxes to be lifted off goods? Because that makes sense to me, because taxation is theft. They said, oh, no, it's nothing about tax. It's a gender equality issue. So we're going to have that video for you guys on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. This is Millie Weaver, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Have some amazing footage for you guys of liberal protesters demanding period equity. That's right. And this isn't just the far left fringe groups out there that want period equality and these weird things. No, it is the mainline Democrat Party. Beto O'Rourke even endorsed this Period Equity Act and talked about how we need to remove this period tax because it is so horrible. It's gender inequality. Women are being oppressed. They talk about period poverty. Let's go to this clip. How did you find out about this movement and get involved with it?
So I was co-founder of Period at The Ohio State University, and eventually I began working with Period National as a policy coordinator, and now as one of the leaders of the National Period Day campaign.
1, 2, 3,
and period poverty!
Yes.
We are a youth-run nonprofit celebrating menstruation. We help people with periods.
This is an issue that I believe we can eradicate, and that's why we're focused on pushing it forward.
Do you think that ending this period tax
tax is going to help end poverty?
This is a form of poverty. So yes, 100%. Period poverty is a form of poverty. It's a legitimate form of poverty. And working together with all these legislators here in Ohio and across the country, I believe we can do it and end it. Yeah.
On Saturday, we're actually having National Period Day.
There's a crisis that's being ignored.
It's keeping far too many people away from school.
One in four women can't afford menstrual hygiene products.
Tampons, pads,
essentials.
Some have to use cardboard instead, or toilet paper, or even trash.
If you think it's uncomfortable to talk about period poverty, imagine the people with cardboard in their underwear.
You don't have to have PMS to be pissed off about it.
But it helps.
46% of women in St. Louis had to choose between access to food and menstrual hygiene products. Why tax something that you have no choice to buy? Tampons and period products, women use them like so consistently for an average of 40 years of their life, yet they're still taxed as if they're luxury items.
So would you consider yourself to be anti-socialist then, since you're against taxing people?
I think period products, taxing period products cannot be compared to like any other thing out there. Like I said, this puts a burden on women, especially for being just women, right? You have no choice to buy these products, and it should not be that way.
Do you feel like you're being financially
so you guys get the idea. These are liberals who think that they're being oppressed because they have to pay a small tax on their menstrual products or tampons or whatever. Give me a break. I think there's more important issues. When I spoke to most of them, they said that it wasn't really an issue of the menstrual products being taxed. So to them, they like taxes. I asked them, they said, oh, we like taxes. It's not really a tax issue. It's a gender inequality issue. Well, wait a second. That conflicts with their other progressive ideologies that men get periods too. Yeah, that's right. Liberals say that men can menstruate. I mean, this is the world we're getting into now, okay? And I find it quite interesting that when Beto O'Rourke tweeted supporting this period equity group and what they stand for, he failed to mention the men with periods. So he actually excluded them. Why didn't he get called out by the liberals? That seems like something they would have done. But this is where liberalism and the mental derangement is coming. It's going down this direction. It's like something out of a movie. People think, oh, you're filming them and editing them. No, I've been live streaming a lot of these people. We just chop up to make clips shorter, condense them. So I'm going to play a little clip of these crazy leftists that I interviewed that marched outside of Trump Tower demanding that Trump be impeached. And they say they're going to keep on having protests every weekend until Trump is removed from office. Let's go to these crazy people. Let's go to the clip.
This is Millie Weaver, and we are here in New York at a Refuse Fascism, Trump Pence Out Now protest. This is the left's attempt to spark massive civil unrest and protests to throw Trump out of the White House. Well, as you can see by the looks of it, there really isn't that big of a rally here. Their attendance is pretty small. But let's go talk to some of these protesters and ask them why they think Trump should be impeached. And on what grounds?
Get rid of the leader of this crew, this gang that we have in the White House, the Trump Pence regime, and all of his soldiers. They are marching in two, one behind the other. Stand up and be counted. Let us not go back to before slavery. Let us not go back to the massacre of the Native Americans. Let's move forward. We've come to step up your count, step up your feet. If you can't run, grab a limb. If you have no shoes,
these people are so brainwashed by the liberal media that they actually believe that we're going back to the days of slavery. They think that we're going back to the days of the Native Americans been run off property and the days of slavery. They're being so brainwashed by the mainstream media. It's alarming that this is actually where their mentality is going. And it's causing them to be violent and to lash out at Trump supporters and at me. And you'll see that in the footage where I can't even just ask people questions without them being violent, trying to shove their bodies into me. And we didn't even get to put in all the clips because many of the clips in this video have cursing and yelling, and we have to bleep those for radio. And we're just getting this footage to you guys so quickly that we couldn't do that. So I will have more of these videos up on my channel, but just take a look at some of this rude liberal behavior.
Regime from power because they pose catastrophic danger to humanity and the planet.
What catastrophic danger do they pose?
They are setting a fire to the planet. They are caging children.
I want 4-year-olds to not vomit blood.
Okay. Why do you want to impeach Trump?
Because he's a fascist. He doesn't like queer people, he doesn't like women, and he doesn't like people of color. What's there to know?
What proof do you have that he doesn't like people of color?
Well, there was his tweet that he tweeted about gender stereotypes and that employers should be able to fire people based off of gender stereotypes.
But that's not people of color. Those are gender stereotypes. Why do you want to impeach Trump?
I want his whole regime to be gone. They're a danger to humanity and the environment. They all gotta go. Not just him. Mike Pence, too.
What dangers do they impose to humanity?
The wall is not only a danger to humanity, but it's also a danger to the environment.
So apparently the wall is unenvironmental.
I'm from Colorado. We have forest fires that are destroying homes, destroying lives. There's places all over the world where famine is caused by the droughts that are caused.
Should Trump be impeached?
He's a fascist.
What evidence do you have of that?
I'm not good at this, lady. I'm just carrying a sign. You gotta ask somebody who's more, you know, eloquent at this.
What do you mean? You can't just say you're just carrying a sign and you don't know why.
Oh, I know why, because I want him out.
Are you a Trump supporter?
What's your deal, lady?
Yeah, you are.
I'm a member of the press.
All right, well, let us march.
Don't push me. This is the behavior that liberals engage in, screaming at you, putting a bullhorn in your ear, trying to damage your ear. I've had this happen before where they've damaged my ear and I had headaches and ear pain following protests. I mean, these liberals are just really rude. As soon as they catch wind that you aren't part of their little cult, that you aren't a brainwashed lemming leftist, they start attacking you. Wanting to spit on you or shove you, get you to trip and fall. They were trying to trip my brother, who was out there as well, helping as a cameraman. It's just disgusting behavior from the left. And it's no wonder when they're acting like a cult and then you see these protests literally marching off of buses. We saw that at the Democrat debates in Ohio, marching off onto, you know, off of buses and then marching right back onto these buses and being hauled off. What's going on? Many of these are bust-in protest groups. They're controlled. They act like cults and they say, don't talk to her, don't talk to her. Why? Because most of them don't even know what they're representing. They're just a bunch of brainwashed cult members. It's unbelievable. Just please continue to support InfoWars so I can continue to get this footage and show you guys and expose what's going on in America, in our political environment, because the mainstream media isn't going to show it to you.